The D.C. area experienced its first snowstorm of the season earlier this week, and the Office of Personnel Management decided to keep federal offices open during that storm, but it allowed federal employees the option to take unscheduled leave or telework. Well, the snowfall exceeded expectations, and commuting conditions got really bad really fast. Federal employees began to speak out. Federal News Radio's web manager Julia Ziegler relays some of your comments.
For those people outside of D.C. that deal with snow all the time, maybe those in Duluth or those in, you know, Colorado or Syracuse, 3 to 4 inches of snow is not a lot. That is just chump change. But here in D.C., 3 to 4 inches of snow, when you're expecting 1 to 2, and it all happens in morning rush hour, it is a recipe for disaster.
And I think the pattern of when it came and how it came down really fooled a lot of people. So yeah, like you say, they were expecting one thing and another phenomenon actually occurred. So OPM made the call. They did do it before 4 o'clock.
They did. And that's what they had been promising, that they want to get these decisions out by 4 a.m. so that people have time to plan and get to work. And people, again, outside D.C. may not understand that, you know, 4 a.m., that's pretty early. Well, it has to be early. You know, some people in the D.C. region actually travel in, not everyone, but some people actually travel in from places like West Virginia and things like that. And so they need to know at 4 a.m. if they need to get in the car and head on in to work.
That's right. So they can listen to the Federal Drive on the way in.
That's right. Who doesn't? So So OPM makes the call, and what they decide to do on Tuesday is keep the government open but give feds the option for unscheduled leave or unscheduled telework. Well, as we said earlier, 3 to 4 inches of snow falling in the middle of morning rush, and people sat. They sat in their cars for hours. They moved, you know, 5 miles in 3.5 hours, you know, those kinds of things. Those were the stories we were hearing. And so obviously people were very upset. Some on the federalnewsradio.com comment boards blaming OPM and others blaming the meteorologists. And so we have some of those comments for you.
All right. So what did they say? Let's talk with, well, I guess let's get the meteorologists out of the way. Those poor people, they can't do anything right.
So one person says, I don't see this as an OPM issue, but rather a weather prediction and Maryland, D.C. and Virginia Department of Transportation response or lack of response. 3.5 hour commute is not acceptable. And it strangely appears DOT in each state did nothing or less than nothing. OPM's decision was made based on weather reports, and I'm sure assurances from the states that the roads will not be impacted. They were. One other person says, OPM can't win no matter what it does. If it waits to make a call, the people that get up at 3 a.m. are complaining because they could have saw the announcement and slept in a little longer. If they make the call too early, they have to rely on reports that things will be done, and then people complain because the information turned out to be bad.
Well, you know, I think it's probably out of everybody's control, but one person is blaming the weather forecasters, as you said. And while an extra 1 to 2 inches might be nothing in places like Syracuse or Colorado,
that's right.
Here in D.C. during rush hour, it can only mean bad things.
It really is. And so some of the other comments, some of the personal experiences, if you will, these were some of those that we got on the comment boards. One person says, as cars in front of me lost traction and were sliding, I thought a better decision could have been made. Implement a 2 hour delay at least for those without telework capability. Another person says, I sat on Old Keene Mill Road for 3 hours, moving only a few lights. I had to give up after not moving at all for about an hour. It only took 5 minutes to drive home, going in the other direction. Regardless of OPM's decision, there is no way I could have made it into work today with all the accidents. And Rachel says, I was on the same road as well for 3 hours. It was terrible. I stuck with it because I kept checking my email and my private sector managers wouldn't make a call. I got into work at 11 a.m. The office was half empty, and I had to stay late to make up the time. OPM fail.
Well, is that really true, though? Because OPM said you had the right that day to take optional telework day or unscheduled leave. So if you got on the road and sat for 3 hours and then didn't get any work done, you could have turned around, I feel, you know, when you saw what the road was like, said, forget this, I'll telework.
And that's what some people said. Some people said, you know, well, if you had the right to telework, you should have stayed home and teleworked. And then other people said, well, I don't have the option to telework, so I had to go in. So I think there seems to be a difference between sometimes what we hear, OPM say about the number of people who are eligible to telework. And then you hear these pockets of stories where people say, well, I'm not allowed to telework. So what was I supposed to do? You know, I need to then take an unscheduled leave day, which means, in essence, you're taking a vacation day in order to deal with a snow event. Whereas if OPM would have made the call and said that it was just the government agency offices were closed that day, then no one would have been charged the unscheduled leave.
Julia Ziegler is Federal News Radio's web manager, and I noticed the opposite of what happened during morning rush hour. I left the studio a little bit later, about 1 o'clock than I usually do, and the roads were empty. The beltway was empty.
How was the condition of the roads?
Not too bad. Mm-hmm. I mean, not great. I drive a little bit more carefully than some of the people zooming around me. But I think, and also then that day, just by coincidence, I had a meeting back in downtown D.C. At 4 o'clock. And I took the metro in from Rockville, which was empty and on time and no delays. And the streets were very light traffic.
Yeah. And of course, then what we experienced.
So all those people that shoveled and muscled their way in the morning, where were they the rest of the day?
Well, you know, and I think, Tom, you know, one of the other things about here in D.C. and the weather that we always have to think about and that the school districts think about, the government has to think about, is what happens after the fact. So what happened this week for us, as you know, is, you know, Tuesday was cold enough to snow. But Wednesday and Thursday got frigid. And so then what happens? That snow melts a little bit. Then it freezes over, and now we're dealing with sidewalks that haven't been plowed or shoveled, and all the ice that has built up, and then that causes a problem too.
It's really hard on the dogs too if you have to walk them.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. So the poll, what was the bottom line on OPM? Yes or no? Did it make the right call?
Right. So did OPM make the right call? Was exactly the question we asked on federalnewsradio.com. 47% said no. They should have had a 2-hour delay. 30% said yes, they did make the right call. 21% said no, agencies should have been closed. And 1% said they weren't sure. So I think, Tom, a little bit more on the side of, 68% overall saying that they didn't make the right call in some kind of way, whether it should have been they should have had a 2-hour delay, they should have been closed, as compared to 30% who's saying, you know, that they did make the right decision. But 30% maybe in this case is a higher number than we sometimes see in these polls.
All right. And that's not the only thing that happened this week. Congress came back to town and federalnewsradio.com has been on that one pretty heavily, too.
Absolutely. You know, Congress is back and there's some new folks and some new faces on Capitol Hill. And something interesting that happened this week, on Wednesday alone, over 250 bills were introduced throughout Congress. And Emily Kopp has written about some of these bills that are most important to feds. So I just want to urge people to go to federalnewsradio.com, check out her story. It's organized really great so you can see exactly what the bills are. And again, we're not going to preview all 250 plus bills, but the ones that matter to feds, check them out.